The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. No, Gogo. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. That's, hey, folks, it's an important day today. Very exciting. But I should say Todd Wilkerson recorded that a little while ago. That was not live because, as you know, Gogo died. Yeah, it was ugly. Anyway, today is a sad day in American history. Today is January 22nd, and every January 22nd, we celebrate something horrible that happened in 1973 on January 22nd, when the Supreme Court somehow found, using a microscope, something actually that doesn't exist in the Constitution, which is a right to abortion. It's not there. The states have long said, we're going to decide, and some states had liberal abortion laws, and some states didn't allow abortion. But at some point in 1973, the Supreme Court did something that it's troubling because if you care about the law and you care about the Constitution, you have to say, look, even if I want abortion to be legal, there's no way that you can find that in the Constitution. So even lawyers, good lawyers who are pro-abortion, still say Roe v. Wade is bad law. And it led to the normalization of abortion in America, and those of us who've been involved in relationships where there was an abortion, as I was, we don't point our fingers at people. We just say, hey, this is wrong. This hurts people. It doesn't just kill babies, but it hurts the people who are involved. You don't hear those stories. So something I've been vocal about over the years. So every January 22nd, you know, we need to take a moment and talk about where we are in the country. And today I am thrilled to have on a spokesperson for a great organization called Save the Storks. What a great name, Save the Storks. In the studio with us is a singer-songwriter and somebody who talks about this, and we'll talk about it with me right now, Haley Hunt. Haley, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much.
Haley, where are you from originally?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando. You've got this big smile on your face. I know you're not from New York.
No.
It's wonderful that you're here, and I want to ask you, so you live in Orlando.
Yes.
Did you grow up in Orlando?
Yes.
You did?
I was born in Alabama, but I was raised in Orlando.
Okay, you got a little bit of that Alabama in you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, first of all, how long have you been with Save the Storks?
So I think that we are going on about a year and a half. Actually, 2 years now, in April.
And how long has Save the Storks been in existence?
I think about 5 years.
Right. And so Joe Baker is the guy that I met. I'm trying to think. I was someplace in America. I can't remember where I was. And I got to know Joe, and I was amazed at the organization. First of all, in this day and age, branding is really important.
Absolutely.
So Save the Storks is just brilliant. And then all the logos,
genius,
the little stork and the whole thing. I mean, a lot of people in America, I think, forgot. They don't know that, like, years ago, people would say, where do babies come from? And somebody would say, oh, the stork brought them. Because we didn't tell kids, you know, how that happened. So, but Save the Storks is a great organization. But you, Haley Hunt, are a singer-songwriter. So how did you get sucked in to working for this great organization?
A phone call, randomly. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm a speaker, and I love people. So anything I can do to impact positively.
You love people?
See,
that's where we differ. Yeah. I don't like people. People have really hurt me over the years, so I don't like them.
There's a lot of people that have hurt me, but I don't know what the deal is. Like, in New York, I love being in New York because it seems like everyone's mad and just ready to go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I want to hug everybody.
Yeah, we need a few more of you in New York. That some days I'm like that. But be careful. Don't be like that in the subway. You'll get hit.
Yeah.
So you're from Orlando. But one day, a couple of years ago, you get a phone call from a friend.
Yeah. Her name is Ashley. She went to high school with me. Her and her husband both worked at Save the Storks. And she just randomly called me one day and said, I want to talk to you about this incredible organization. And we want you to be an ambassador. We want you to speak nationally for us. And it was so bizarre. It's such a random phone call.
Now, but wait, she knew you as a singer-songwriter?
Yeah, she knew me as a singer-songwriter, and she knew me as someone who, you know, on social media, as a blogger, as a speaker, someone who loved people and wanted to change the world, literally.
Okay, but have you talked about this issue publicly?
Absolutely not. This is something so out of left field. I'm not political. It's more motivational leadership, encouraging women.
Do you talk about Christian faith in your blogs
and
stuff?
Yes, yeah.
So she knows you're some kind of Christian, you're a singer-songwriter, and this friend from Save the Storks just calls you up. Now, tell people who don't know anything about Save the Storks, what is Save the Storks?
Okay, so first of all, I want to talk about the stork thing, because Joe Baker is so brilliant that he actually called us Save the Storks because most people who are, you know, not pro-life, they believe in a choice, are also passionate about animals. So his story is that he wanted to have something brilliant like Save the Storks, where people actually think that we're saving birds.
Now, are you making the connection? You're kind of young, so you might not. I don't know if you get the connection, but it's Save the Whales.
Yeah.
Is an organization, right?
Yeah.
So you'd see this, you know, bumper sticker on cars: Save the Whales, Save the Whales. And I actually never made the connection with Save the Storks, but you'd see that. Then somebody put on a bumper sticker: Save the Baby Humans, and it was a pro-life thing, right? But to hear that Save the Stork, I love that, because it is about branding. Like, where does somebody's head go when they hear something?
We're not saving birds. We're saving the ones carrying the baby, which is the mom, which is so incredible. He said that one time someone saw his T-shirt. It said Save the Storks. And they were like, oh, my gosh, like, what's going on with the stork? Like, how can I get involved? This lady was like, he goes, oh, you didn't hear? They're like coming over the border and shooting them out of the sky from Canada. It's just, they're going crazy. And the lady was like, oh, my God, how can I get involved? She's like, he's like, sir, ma'am, I'm totally kidding. We're actually saving moms and babies. And she said, never mind. And so she was actually really passionate about birds. And then when she found out that we were actually saving moms, she kind of just wasn't excited.
This is the dark place we're in culture. We're so divided that we can't even get the message to people that this is good for women. There's this lie out there. There are many lies out there, most of them stemming from the sexual revolution about what's good for women, what helps women, what hurts women. And I realize a lot of these are simply not true. And I say this as a father, as a husband, somebody who cares about women genuinely. I have nieces. You want them to thrive. And you realize they're getting messages that can really that will harm them. And one of them is this idea that the greatest thing you could ever do is have an abortion, because it's like, you know, it's messy. So you get a phone call from Save the Storks, and your friend, what's your friend's name?
Ashley.
Okay, so she calls you up and says, we want you to be a spokesperson. Okay.
Okay. So, I was a little bit conflicted in my heart, because I wanted to do this, but it also takes some guts to talk about something like this. I have so many different friends. Not everybody is on the same wavelength politically or even spiritually or whatever. But what she didn't know was that, I love Save the Storks and what we do, and that is what I was passionate about. And so what she did not know was that I was actually standing there in the middle of the street for some random reason and asked her why she called me. And she just basically said, I just felt like God was telling me to call you. And I knew at that moment that I was needed to be brave and step into this opportunity, and so to tell my story, because what she didn't know was that I had been holding a secret for a really long time, for about 12 years. And I just told her on the phone, Ashley, 12 years ago when I was 20, I got into a relationship with a guy that I should have not ever been in a relationship with. He was abusive. He pushed my boundaries, and I ended up getting pregnant. And I went to a lady and that I knew would not judge me. And her help was to take me to the abortion clinic. And I have been holding this secret. So the reality is I've been in shame for 12 years.
Now, you didn't know when this happened 20 years ago. You
12.
What are, I said 12 20 years ago. No, yeah. You said you were 20.
Oh, 20
I'm
years
sorry.
Ago.
You, no. It's 12 years ago, but you were 20. You said that when that happened, like, you were obviously confused in life, right? Like, you didn't know where you stood on the abortion issue. Obviously, if you got an abortion, you thought this is something that maybe it's okay sometimes.
Yeah, well, the craziest part is that people who knew me, I was raised as this...
we're going to a break. Folks, that's the cliffhanger. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Haley Hunt about Save the Stork. Stick around.
In the 1970s, look at Mother Nature on the run. Got on board.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. They're retiring the 747s. Save the 747s. Save those big birds. Speaking of saving big birds, I'm here with a spokesperson for Save the Storks, Haley Hunt. Haley, that was an incredible segue. Give me some credit.
Incredible. Okay. I'm so impressed.
Really. It's unbelievable. Well,
stunner.
Speaking of geniuses, Joe Baker... who heads up Save the Storks, he comes up with this great idea. So you're telling us that somebody calls you, your friend Ashley calls you and says, I want you to speak for Save the Storks, and you start telling the secret that at age 20, now you look really young, so it's hard to believe you're 32, but you basically tell me, you're telling this friend you've had this secret, you've told nobody about this deep, dark secret.
Yeah. I was going to live with it for the rest of my life, and I said, Ashley, I love what you guys do. It's incredible what you guys are doing, reimagining what it means to be pro-life. But I can't speak for Save the Storks, and I'll tell you the reason why. So I told her. But what I was telling you earlier is I got into a relationship. I went to the lady who was going to help me, who didn't judge me. She wasn't a Christian, so I knew she wouldn't judge me. And she took me to the abortion clinic. But I was raised since I was 5 years old as this good Christian girl. Everyone in high school knew me as the girl that was, I mean, I was the good girl. So for me to be 20 and pregnant, I was sold out. I'm that girl. And so I was conflicted. I do know where I stand. I did know where I stand, but it was like I had this choice and I didn't know what to do. I was confused. And
You obviously didn't go to a Christian for advice. You
no,
went to this
I didn't want to be judged. I knew.
But that's so weird when people talk about being judged. Like if somebody says to you, hey, you're pregnant, not good, but you don't want to have an abortion, would you feel judged? You know what I'm saying? Like it's interesting because we talk about that word, you judged me. It's like, well, if somebody's telling you what's going to be good for you or what's right or wrong, are they judging you or are they loving you? But
totally.
A lot of times we perceive it as judgment.
Absolutely. And I also think that, you know, this is where the, in quotes, Christian church could maybe love more passionately because, you know, there is a girl, there's a lot of girls that are in between the mudslinging on both sides.
Yeah.
It's a muddy battle.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, and that's why I don't mind talking about this issue, because as I said, I, in my very early 20s, was in a relationship. This was before I really became a Christian, but this is the world we live in, that nobody talks about this. Nobody – I mean, first of all, what's the big thing that nobody talks about? Sex leads to pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like we live in a world now where we talk about sex is great, sex is great. It's like, wait a second. Sex is God's way of giving us children. Mm-hmm. So like, let's not forget that, but we've kind of forgotten that.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
And so by forgetting that, you're not really communicating to young people that if you do this, this is God's way of creating families that last forever, that create more families and grandchildren. We don't talk about that. And so by not talking about this stuff, we kind of create an environment where people like you, people like me, do horrible things. And then the rest of our lives, you can't undo it. But so your friend reached out to you, but you were brave enough now. To share this dark secret.
Yeah. She, so I told her, I told her my secret, and she told me that one in three women in America are post-abortive.
That is
It used to be 1 in 4, and now it's 1 in 3.
That's unbelievable.
People, you know, I've had people tell me straight up, like, I don't believe that. I think that's a fake statistic that you've just made up and blah, blah, blah. But you would not believe, jumping to this past year and speaking and sharing my story all over the country, the political figures, the celebrities, the pastors, pastors' best friends, people just living in shame. And you would just not believe the people.
And
it's
this
crazy.
Is, again, this
my
is
parents.
Why I think those are the stories that are not – they're not told in the mainstream media, and they need to be told. People need to know, first of all, that not just how many people have been involved in abortions, but how many people are walking around with pain. We don't hear about that. We only hear about, like, hey, I got to go to college and have a great life because, you know, and you think, well, wait a minute. What about the people? I mean, I know people who are walking around, they're crippled because of this thing. And
absolutely.
They don't even know that there's forgiveness in Jesus. They don't know that stuff. And so this is why we need to talk about
totally.
It. Totally. And that's why I am, as I said, open about the fact that I'm guilty. So I'm not like, I can't point the fingers at anybody. I'm guilty. So we need forgiveness. We need to talk about this. So it's one of the reasons I'm so glad that you're being vocal about this, because women need to know that that people like you and me have made this horrible mistake.
Way more than we think. I know that there's a lot of people listening right now, maybe 32, but maybe 52 or 62, that are living in shame from 40 years ago, like 30 years ago. And so me being able to speak about what we do at Save the Storks, but then also being able to share my testimony, it breaks me every time. I just was on a tour this fall with some Christian artists. It was a college tour. We did it in a secular bar venue, and I had to go and speak to college and young people, and I would stand in the back of the stage and look out there in these faces of these young people and wanted to be cool and, like, accepted by them. And I was so afraid to tell my story, but it was so powerful that I would go out there, be vulnerable, share my story, and see the walls just come down. People come up to me after the show crying, saying, thank you. Thank you for sharing my story. Thank you for being vulnerable. So that's my calling right now, is to be vulnerable. And I don't really care what anybody thinks about me. There's power in vulnerability and sharing story. And then there's a power in forgiveness, forgiving yourself, accepting forgiveness, God's forgiveness.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing because, you know, a lot of times we say theologically, oh, I believe God forgives me. But you clearly don't unless you feel forgiven.
Totally.
Unless you forgive yourself, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that we all feel like the one person, you know, I can treat like crap is myself. and God says, no,
right.
I love you. And if you do that, you're mistreating me. If you trust me, you have to allow me to love you.
That's good.
And I think that it's interesting because you've got such a hodgepodge on this issue. First of all, you have people walking around saying, I had an abortion and I'm proud of it. And you just want to cry because they don't feel – I really feel like people are told what to think. And people are being told, like, no, it was good. It was good. Don't feel bad. You know, and you think that's – a lot of women have been walking around for decades with a wound.
Totally.
Because they say, somehow I don't feel that way.
Yeah. I literally was just talking to a lady about a month ago. She's in D.C. and she just told me, I shared my story and she said, you know, I love that you're doing that, but we just see two different scenarios here because I don't see the shame. I don't know anyone who's had an abortion that's living in shame. And I think that's a lie. Because
they never talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Who's going to tell you? Exactly.
If you have shame, by definition, you're going to shut up. You're not going to share your shame. That's
so they're
the
like,
whole point.
It's fine. It's freedom. It's freedom. No, there is something else that comes. I mean, it's a depression. It's a dark place that you're really never going to get set free
from.
Well,
let's even say this. Let's say for the woman, it's freedom. Now, I think it's not. You think it's not. But let's say it is. You still have to deal with the ugly issue of what about the baby? How many people do we know who dodged a bullet? They happen to be alive today, but their mother almost had them. My wife runs a crisis pregnancy center here in Manhattan, or pregnancy care center, whatever they call it, called a Vail. And she hears these stories, you know, of somebody comes in, they're just about to get an abortion, and then somehow they say, oh, you mean you'd help me if I have the baby? You would help me? And you, because my boyfriend won't help me.
Wow.
And my parents won't help me. And you'll help me. And as soon as somebody says, yes, we'll help you choose life, they say, okay, I'll choose life. And then they have the baby. And then you look at the baby and you go, Wow, this is going to be the most important thing in their life. This is going to be the thing that gives their life meaning and joy and whatever. And they almost did this. And you can't. So, you know, I've met people that, you know, they're 18 years old and they had they almost were aborted and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're living in a generation now where people are all over the map on this. And I just think, generally speaking, talking about this is healthy. And
absolutely.
So I want to applaud you for being willing to talk about this. When you said the term was post-abortive, that's the term they use in the crisis pregnancy world. Somebody's post-abortive, meaning
yeah.
that they've had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And it places like a veil, and I don't know if you have this to save the sex, but they have counseling for women. Because sometimes women will come in and they will talk and talk and talk, and then they'll go have the abortion anyway. And then they'll show up 6 months later and like, you know what, I made the wrong decision and now I'm messed up. Can you help me? And they're like, of course. We
yeah.
want to give you love
totally.
And Jesus and whatever. And so that's another thing crisis pregnancy care centers do for women to help women. So the way it's being framed as us versus them, or you're pro-woman or you hate women or whatever, it's like, you're a woman. My wife's a woman. My daughter's a woman. Like, it's real. This is a complicated issue. So just talking about it is like,
you know,
huge.
I say, if you're going to be pro-life, then you need to be as passionate about life outside the womb as you are inside the womb. But if you're going to be pro-choice, then we need to give the woman a choice. And a lot of these women,
that's
like
the
most,
point.
Say that they don't have
they
a
don't
choice.
They don't have a choice. Okay, we're going to be right back. Irony. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about Save the Storks on this anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Stick around. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about abortion. We're talking with Haley Hunt, who's representative of Save the Storks, great organization. Haley, again, welcome back.
Thank you. These intros are just lit.
We have good music on this program. I believe in good music. Yeah. I pick all the music myself. I'm very proud. I pat myself on the back because I thought whatever makes me happy, maybe it'll make some other people happy. So
yeah.
Usually we have happy music.
Lit is a millennial word. I don't even know if I'm a millennial or count it, but lit. So cool. Awesome. Totally rad.
I'm so pleased to be lit. I'm very pleased. I approve of being lit.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us more about Save the Storks.
So we were just talking about these pregnancy resource centers that take these girls in a crisis or an unplanned pregnancy, and these girls feel like there is no option. And so most girls are not going to Google pregnancy resource center because no one knows what that is. You know what that is because your wife runs a veil, or, you know, a lot of volunteers or whatever. But most girls in a crisis pregnancy do not know what that is. So they're not Googling pregnancy resource center. They're Googling abortion clinic. And so what we do is we take a place like a veil, these pregnancy resource centers that are incredible. They have so many resources, funding, counseling, adoption options, all of these diapers and cribs and clothes. It's awesome. And we help them and take their resources mobile on a medical mobile unit, which is what we call a stork bus.
I've seen these suckers. These are like beautiful.
Absolutely.
Buses.
So we outfit these Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vehicles. A Mercedes-Benz, we choose it because we wanted excellence. We didn't want to do it halfway. We wanted these women to, you know, is it necessary? No, but are the women coming on there worth it? Absolutely. So we wrap the outsides in these incredible pastel colors and pictures that say there's hope and free ultrasound sonogram. We put a sonogram and an ultrasound machine on board.
I've seen these.
And, they're like a Learjet.
And I got a sonogram and I've never been pregnant. But I got to tell you, when I saw the inside of this thing, I thought, holy cow, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what Suzanne, my wife, talks about a veil. When a woman comes in, you want her to know you are valued. We want you to feel great. We want you to feel loved. And just the I mean, I think it's the contrast with a lot of Planned Parenthood clinics. I have had stories from friends. They go into these places. These places are gross. Mm. The people treat you like crap. Like, yeah. It's just, if you're a woman confused, you want to go to a pregnancy care center. Yeah. They're going to love you no matter what. That's the
right.
whole thing. Even if you decide to have an abortion, they're still going to love you.
Absolutely.
So, okay, Save the Sticks is doing this on a mobile basis. I love this.
Yeah, so we take this pregnancy resource center gets their own bus, and they put a counselor on board, they put a driver on there and a sonographer, and they're able to drive their...
What's a sonographer?
The person who does the sonogram.
Oh, sonographer.
Yeah,
S-O-N-O. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said stenographer. I was like,
yeah, you didn't know what that was?
Like a 1940s stenographer. Slow down. I didn't catch that last sentence.
Sonographer. Okay. So we take that crew and their bus, and they're able to pull up to the footsteps of an abortion clinic or college campus or a festival, and they're able to maybe exchange places with some of the people that are outside there holding signs or doing whatever they're doing on the, and they say, hey, can we just get this corner for 5 seconds and let's just see what happens? And they invite these girls onto the bus. 4 out of 5 girls who get on that bus see their baby on the flat screen and hear their baby's heartbeat on the surround sound, end up choosing life for their baby.
And that's exactly what Planned Parenthood doesn't want. They don't want the truth to be out, because when you look at this thing on the screen, you realize, oh, it's not a thing. It's not a tumor. It is a human being, no different than Albert Einstein or Jesus or you or me.
Yeah.
And it's living inside me. What the heck am I thinking?
Yeah.
Thank you for showing me the truth. Now what do we do? And the people say, well, we're here to help you. And that is not baloney. This is what I love, is that this is real. If you're a woman messed up and confused, you go to one of these things, one of these places, you're going to feel love. You
Planned
can't
Parenthood
fake that.
Is not a pregnancy resource center, just clarifying that.
Planned Parenthood is, they will do anything to keep you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I've heard these stories from my wife. They will not... They will not let you see a sonogram. They don't want you to see. Like, they say, oh, yeah, we do sonograms, but it's like next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And the person says, oh, I'm at work then. It's like, well, sorry. They do not, because they know if you see
Absolutely.
That, you're not going to want to kill that thing. You're going to say, whoa.
Guys, they turn off the sound when they do an abortion, because so many girls have about to have an abortion and they hear the heartbeat and they change their mind at the last second. I know it's so sick, but that's the truth.
Well, again, we need to. There are a lot of good people working at Planned Parenthood who don't even know what's going on. And when they see this, they say, what am I doing? You keep hearing stories like this, that there's somebody who worked at Planned Parenthood. I posted something on my Facebook page the other day of some people that work in a Planned Parenthood clinic. And they went through some experience with this young woman who had quadruplets inside her. Oh. It was so horrifying that she says that we all started crying. This is at a Planned Parenthood. They understood what they were doing. And this is just about getting the truth out. It's what Save the Storks does. What's the website for Save the Storks?
Yeah, so it's you guys can go to savethestorks.com/Haley if you want, H-A-L-E-Y. There's information on there. We have you can give on there. You can support monthly. You can give a one-time donation. We are raising money for these pregnancy resource centers so that they can have their own bus.
Oh, I love it.
I got to tell you something really cool. We have a bus.
Uh-oh, I think we got to go. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. There are a lot of lonely people out there, a lot of people confused, and it's one of the reasons I want to talk about Save the Storks. If you're confused, you find yourself in a quote-unquote crisis pregnancy, and you're thinking, I don't know. I just say, as a father, as somebody who cares, who's been there, there are people who love you, want to help you. They will not judge you, and they're not at Planned Parenthood. I just want to be blunt. people at Planned Parenthood, those kinds of places, they see dollar signs in your face. Yeah. They're going to make a lot of money off of you. And if you don't have an abortion, they don't make any money. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. That's the situation. So, okay, we're talking to Haley Hunt, who's with Save the Stork. So, Haley, you were just talking about one of these buses.
Yeah, so we have this bus. It's outside of a New Jersey abortion clinic. It was parked there. And, guys, 4 out of 5 girls choose life when they get on this bus. And last year, this abortion clinic actually closed its doors because we intercepted so much business. So
yeah, it's business.
Yeah.
They're not there just to be there for the women.
That's
it's
right.
about making moolah money. Yeah. And if they're not making money, they can't pay the rent and they go away.
Yeah. So we don't want to really even make this. We don't even have to make this political. We just want to make this unthinkable. So when these girls have an option, when they actually have a choice, 4 out of 5 are going to choose to have their baby, are going to choose life, and these abortion clinics can go out of business for all I care.
Well, listen, if they go out of business, it's a good thing. Why? Because they're making money off of deception. They're not being clear with women. In other words, even the whole term pro-choice.
Yeah.
That's phony. There's no pro-choice. There's no choice. If a woman has a real choice and has all the information, imagine now if you really respect women, you respect them to make the right choice,
yeah,
right?
Give them a choice.
But places like Planned Parenthood, they're afraid of doing that because if you tell a woman all the stuff, she sees what's inside her and what you're going to do, she's out of there. There's no money coming into Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
So they have to basically say, oh, we're about choice, except she's too stupid for me
That's
to share
right.
this stuff with her because she'll make the wrong decision. So she's stupid, so we'll make the decision for her and we'll make money and everybody's good.
Our girls called 100 Planned Parenthoods a few months ago, 100, and did a poll. Their sonograms and ultrasounds were like $800. Guess how much an abortion costs? $400. What are you going to choose? There's
kidding?
No free ultrasound. There's no free ultrasound, no free anything. It's garbage.
I want to say it is. I use this word advisedly. It's demonic. Killing
I love
babies.
That word.
Killing babies, okay? Now, you, Haley,
yeah.
and I, Eric Metaxas, have been part of this. So we're not pointing the finger.
No, we're
but
not.
We're talking about something that hurt us, something that hurts people.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to talk about it, folks. If you don't like what I'm saying, just look at the facts. You don't have to agree with me. It's about being informed. And when you hear this stuff, you say, huh, I didn't know that. I mean, the fact that Planned Parenthood will not show you a sonogram unless they charge you all this money. But basically, I know for a fact they do not want the mother to see what's inside her because they know she's going to get emotional.
That's right.
And she's out of there. And they're thinking, hey, the only reason we're here, this is what pays the rent. This is why we're doing what we're doing. It's not about mammograms and stuff. We can't make any money off of that. This is our big, big, huge moneymaker. So when women choose life, they go out of business. And it's happening around the country.
Yeah. I want to say, if you're listening and you are just can't get over it and you're living in shame, I just want to tell you that you're forgiven, that it's in the past and that you're free. Today, you're free. When you turn off the radio and you step out of your car or wherever you're listening, you're free today. That's it. I just want to say that because God has forgiven you. You can accept forgiveness for yourself and I wanted to share that with your listeners. You're free today.
That's really important. And if it weren't for that, I couldn't walk around with myself because it is too painful and it's too, you know, you can't comprehend. Once you understand what it is, you can't comprehend it. It's horrifying. And then you realize, okay, but there's a God that loves me and that forgives me. And
it's real, y'all.
That is real. And women need to know that God is there to forgive you.
Yeah.
But do not make the right decision. Choice and say, oh, I can be forgiven later because it's like, it doesn't work that way. Like there's the pain is real. God forgives you, but there's a lot of pain. So I just want to say that, you know, this is like the issue of our time. And the reason it's one of the big issues of our time is because people aren't talking about it. So again, Haley, thank you.
You want to talk about women empowerment. Let's empower some women.
Well, it's an amazing thing that men use women. This is the beauty of abortion, right? A man can use a woman, not treat her like a human being, just use her as a sexual plaything and then say, oh, no problem. I'll just spend a couple $100. I happen to have some and we'll take care of it.
Absolutely.
And you think, well, you just treated this woman like garbage. And women are allowing themselves to be treated like garbage because they have been sold this lie that you kind of need to do. This is what women do now is they have sex, you know, and they don't. You don't have to have a family. Do whatever you want. You can be like a man. You can be like a jerk is what it is. You can be like guys have been jerks. And now instead of calling them to be responsible, we're saying like we're all going to be jerks and we're just going to, you know, but except women pay the bigger price. And I want to say that as a warning. To women out there, it's not fair.
Young women are listening to this, a message that, you know, even the artists of our time are singing songs about it. Women's rights, you can do what you want with your body, women empowerment, just do whatever you want. And really, I'm here to say that we're not our own, but what we really want is freedom. And that's way deeper than choosing what we want to do with our
again
body.
I mean it's a hard thing to say that we're being lied to because it sounds like conspiracy stuff, but the fact of the matter is that we live in a world where there are very powerful lies.
Absolutely.
And we need to be what you want to be woke to this stuff, folks. This is real.
Woke,
you need to understand.
Yes.
That this is not it's not just some fringe group of people like me and Haley who are kind of crazy. I mean, there are tons and tons of women who've experienced the pain, and men like me, and you're not hearing this stuff on the mainstream media. They're not talking about that. Oprah's not going to have on women like you've all had abortions and you're all really sad about it. Tell me your stories.
Yeah,
tell me your pain. That's like not part of the narrative.
No,
so we're going to go to another break. We're going to be back finally, final segment with Haley Hunt and Save the Storks. Stick around. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Haley Hunt. Haley, you just said something. I didn't catch that. What were you just saying?
I was going to tell you how I found you.
How you found me?
Yeah.
Didn't Albin just lead you into the studio?
No, I looked up most influential men in New York City.
You're kidding.
No.
There's a list?
Yeah, there's a list.
And there's no way I'm on that list.
You're on the list.
I don't believe you.
An article with 16 of the most influential men. And then I looked, and then I put influential Christian men, influential men. I knew I was in New York City, and you were on that list, and I'm actually
shocked.
You're amazing.
Because I happen to know that I'm not influential. Okay, so that's so funny. Wow.
Crazy.
Well, I guess I'm blessed to think that somebody's putting that out there. I have no idea what that is, but I want to look that up when you leave because I'm like, maybe you can show me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, look, I have this radio platform, and I feel like I want to talk about the stuff that nobody else is talking about, and this is one of those things. So tell us more. We've just got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Save the Storks. There's like 36 buses around America now, traveling, driving around, saving women's lives.
Yep. Pregnancy resource centers, there's 36 of them. There are a lot of pregnancy resource centers right now waiting for buses, actually trying to get a bus right now. More buses means more babies saved, more women saved, families saved. And so we at Save the Storks, what we're really doing is reimagining what it means to be pro-life because there's such a stigma on it. So we say we're pro-love, we're pro-mom, we're pro-baby, we're pro-family. We're pro-love. That's what we want to be known for. So Save the Storks, we, you know, even our message is love and in reaching these women, giving them a choice. And even if she chooses abortion, to love her through that, to counsel her through that. But we need help. We need support. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, I'd love to come speak at your conference or a meeting or you guys can jump on our website, savethestorks.com/Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. And you can meet me there. You can read about what I do, and you can also give online. And so
SaveTheStorks.com. SaveTheStorks.com. Now, they don't call these buses storkmobiles.
We call them stork buses.
Okay.
A stork bus.
Okay. I got a little free branding tip.
Yeah.
Joe Baker, the master brand. These are storkmobiles.
Storkmobiles.
A bus sounds like it's going to be dirty inside. Storkmobile sounds like Seriously, luxury. That's so cool because they are luxury. They're
guys,
beautiful.
You just Google Save the Storks and click images. You've got to see these buses. They're unbelievable.
No, I know.
I want to live on one.
I've seen, that's exactly right. I want to get one of these and tour the country.
Exactly.
A Storkmobile. But I don't need the sonogram thing because I already know in advance I'm not pregnant. I just know that. Just don't ask me how I know. I just know. Okay, so, well, we're out of time. My gosh, Haley, you're a singer-songwriter. Do you have your own website?
It's HaleyInMotion.com. And right now in my season of life, I am really fully just speaking on my story and helping people get set free from shame.
Okay.
So there's a lot of cool, amazing things I do. I'm an entrepreneur, but right now my life and my time is dedicated to sharing my story at any opportunity that the Lord's given me. And today, being with you, Eric, you're a world changer. Truly, people just love you and honor you for being real, because I am just so tired of my generation being so weak. We can't handle anything. We're so offended at everything. And I just love that you push us to be better. And you're like the Nick Saban of radio.
I'm glad.
Ooh,
you,
that
I'm,
was a,
the Nick Saban of radio.
Yes.
Oh, I
Coach
love
Coach Saban,
it.
We love
that
you. Roll Tide.
That is hilarious. Okay, folks. Shoot, we're out of time. Haley, God bless you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, thank you, thank you. SaveTheStorks.com is the website. Folks, this is important. Check it out and tell your friends.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.